The cricket has been, well, it's at various times been fascinating and interesting, and other times we've scratched our head a bit. With the new regime in charge, they said, you make runs and perform and you'll get an opportunity. And Matthew Wade's numbers are compelling. He's number two in the BBL for runs made. He's number seven with a strike rate. He's average 45 in the Big Bash, and he's the number one Sheffield Shield run scorer in the competition. The one-day squad came out and was announced yesterday. There's no Matthew Wade, and it has all of us wondering why. Let's go to the man himself. I'll be fascinated to know whether or not he's had feedback as to why he hasn't been selected or not, because that hasn't always been a strong suit. Matty, good morning.
Hey, boys, how are we?
We're really well, and well done again last night. Another 50-odd, and the Hurricanes have gone beautifully. Why? Do you know why you haven't had a look at an Australian level this summer?
I've had a little bit of feedback. I had a conversation with Justin Langer probably 2 weeks ago now, and Trevor Hone rang me before the Sri Lankan test squad came out, and the feedback I was getting is what has been played out in the media, to be honest, that they'd like to see me bat in the top four if I'm going to get selected as a specialist batsman, that is, and that's been probably left there.
Right, so you're the leading Sheffield Shield run scorer, you're BBL number two. You turn around to them and say, listen, you ask for runs, I'm delivering them. So is it simply a matter of batting up in the top of the order?
Yeah, I think so. That's the play as a specialist batter, but, as I've come out in the press in the last couple of weeks, and I suppose I've sat down and had a good think about it, and to be able to be moving around in the order for my personal goals is not something that I've ever really wanted to do as a player. So I'll be playing wherever suits Tassie and the Hurricanes in the order. But having said that, I think Tim Payne's available for Shield cricket in the first three games back after the break. So there may be an opportunity for me to go up the order and see what I can do. But there's an Ashes around the corner as well, and I feel like I can still put my hand up as a keeper batsman in that as well.
Hey, Matty, it's Tim here. Good morning to you. You open for the Hurricanes. So is there any reason why you couldn't open in the ODI cricket?
No, but I've opened in ODI cricket before. I opened the batting for Tassie in the one-day series this year. So I probably started my career at six, and then I played a lot at the top of the order for Victoria over a 4 or 5 year period in one-day cricket. So there's no reason why I couldn't open the batting, no.
Matty, I know there's some delicacies around this, and you don't want to be seen to be whinging, and the Australian selectors are the selectors, and you've still got these ambitions, but is it frustrating you at the moment?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a little bit frustrating. I've said that before, like you said at the start, a way to runs was the order of the day when Justin took over, and I feel like I've put obviously the way to runs on the board, and I'm still haven't got a chance yet. So yeah, it's a little bit frustrating. Yeah.
Are you satisfied with the feedback you're getting? Are you satisfied with the flow of information from those that have got the responsibility of selecting our sides?
Look, I think they're under no. They don't have to contact me. I'm not a Cricket Australia contracted player. I'm not getting picked in tours, so. They don't have to give me a call, so I certainly appreciate that they've gone out of their way to give me a call and let me know what they're thinking. And I know they've spoken to the head coach of Tassie and told him their thoughts as well. So I appreciate the feedback from the 10 or 12 years that I've played professional cricket. The selectors and the players haven't had great communication, and I feel like at least the guys are making an effort to give the players on the fringe a call and let them know what they're thinking.
I was going to ask you that question. Do you think the communication now is better than it's ever been before?
From my experiences at least, yeah, that I'm getting some feedback. As I said, that I don't have to get that feedback, but I suppose with a bit of media pressure and talk around my situation, they felt like they needed to give me some feedback on what they were thinking.
At 31 years of age, I mean, it's not like you're too old for this game either. I mean, you've got plenty of cricket left in you.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got another 3 years on my Tassie contract, and I've been lucky enough to have very, very little injury, so I feel like I've still got 5 or 6 years left in me. I don't think age has ever been the issue here. I mean, some of the greats with Hussey and those guys didn't play till they were 30 in international cricket. I've been lucky enough to almost play 101 days and 20-odd tests at 30, so I feel like There's still more cricket left in me at international level, given the opportunity.
And you've got a pretty good and handy batting partner at the moment too. I mean, Darcy Short's been in outstanding form again.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's been great. We spoke about it last night. It's, we haven't batted a lot together, but sometimes you just have a player that you deal with on the way, and me and Darcy have seemed to be able to do that at the top of the order. He doesn't say all that much, so there's not a lot of talk out there. He does a lot of the talking with his bat, but it's great to see him get an opportunity in the T20s, and I think he's cover for a couple of the one days in India, and I think going forward for the World Cup, he's the kind of player that you need in your side. He's bowling, he's underrated as well. I think he'll, take it. He'll get you 6 or 7 overs out and potentially a wicket here and there, so hopefully he gets a good crack at it. He hasn't played a lot of one-day cricket, but hopefully he gets a long run at it now.
Matty, do you think some players in the Australian setup get more chances than others?
Get more chances than others?
Yeah.
I think in any sport, there's players that get more chances than others, aren't there? I think footy is exactly the same. Some players and some that aren't. But as a cricketer, I'd prefer if you're going to go out and pick someone, then you give them a good run at it. I think, one test here, 5 tests even, is not long enough. If you're going to, especially now with World Cup coming around and the Ashes, if we're going to pick guys, then I'd certainly personally like to see them get a good run at it. 10 tests at a minimum, really, to see the potential out of the player.
What about Marcus Stoinis? Do you think there's been a lot of people that have been pushing him up? Do you think he's been a little bit unlucky this summer?
Yeah, I think. He's in great touch, and no doubt he'll get an opportunity, as I said, with the World Cup coming around and the Ashes. He's the kind of player that will win games for Australia, and I think probably the selectors maybe showed their hand a little bit with the team that they've picked for India with Mitch Marsh that hasn't been picked in that side, and Stoinis has, so it looks like that Stoinis will be the one that pushes in front of Mitch Marsh and gets the opportunities from now, I would have thought.
Matty, we're watching real-time feedback. We have a text message machine, and overwhelmingly people are suggesting that you need an opportunity. All you can do is make runs, so continue on in that form, and maybe and hopefully the Ashes and the World Cup squad are still a big chance.
You never know, boys. Thanks for the call.
Right, mate.